All right, we are here today with Kathleen McCarthy and Giuseppe Wildfeather. Welcome, guys. Giuseppe has done a few of my exits with us here at WEXT, but we're here to talk about music and dance and how they connect and how Kathleen is a line dancer. So talk to me about this. How did you get started in this?
So I actually learned to line dance in college. There was a group of us that would meet up on campus and teach each other lessons, and this is before like the internet had YouTube and all of those things. And so I learned in college and I never stopped after that. It was a great experience and it brought everybody on campus together. We had country nights on Wednesday evenings and we'd show off our dance skills, I guess. So that was really fun. I met Giuseppe through my line dancing class that I have on Wednesdays, and he comes in and plays his bass and kind of vibes to our music. So that's how I met him.
Excellent. Wonderful. And for those of us and or the listening audience who don't know, what exactly is line dancing? Can you describe it for us?
Sure. Line dancing is dancing in lines. And sometimes that's hard for people to do. We all have our own movement and you're supposed to stay in lines and the dance is choreographed. And often people think that every dance we're like doing the same dance over and over again, but specific songs have specific choreographies and you memorize them and rely on that muscle memory to dance to those songs.
I am familiar with the movement of dance, having about 14, 15 years of classical ballet training behind me. So there's definitely a connection between music and dance. And when they connect, it's very beautiful and it's very, there's a magic to it. How long have you been line dancing collectively?
I've been dancing for about 20 years. I've been instructing probably for 15 of those years at different levels.
Have you found that line dancing has become more popular over the years, or do you feel that it's still something that is a niche genre of dance?
Well, right now, the line dance world is blowing up. It is exponentially larger and more fast-paced than ever due to social media, TikTok, YouTube, and that really fast access to choreographies and videos and instructions to how to dance those. So we've seen like a really big jump in popularity in the last, I would say, 2, 3, 4 years. There's always ebbs and flows with that. So we're just going to ride this high as long as we can.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Now, talk to me about the connection with the music. You had mentioned a couple in here, and I actually would like to play one of them. What is the song that you had said was one of the most popular?
Shivers by Ed Sheeran is one of the most popular line dances probably ever.
Fascinating. Now, why is that?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think it's probably the music. The dance is beautifully choreographed. It's not an exceptionally hard level. There's different levels of line dances from, you know, an absolute beginner to advanced. So it's kind of a dance that everybody could do. And I think that's why it spread so widely.
Well, let's take a listen to Shivers by Ed Sheeran, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that connection between the music and the dance.
On the backseat in the moonlit dark, wrap me up between your legs and arms. Ooh, I can get enough. You know you could tear me apart, put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this heart. Ooh, I can get enough. Ooh, you got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that.
So let me bring Giuseppe into this. Kathleen is talking about how you would play music. You don't get into the line dancing, you had said, but you play music. Now, what do you feel is the connection between music and dance? As Kathleen and I are both dancers and we have a connection to the music, how do you feel as a musician where that connection is for you, who is not dancing, but you still feel a very strong connection to this movement?
Yes, that's a very good question. Music essentially is, it's operating on both sides of the brain. You know, it's got the logical side, which is on the left, and then it's got the right side, which is your emotions and your feelings. And the reason that music is often considered to be the universal language is because we feel it. And so as a musician, you know, I love the feeling that I get when I hear music, but I also love it when I hear it and play and perform. Something comes through me. And the beautiful thing about being present to this is that not only do I hear the music and get to play to the tracks that she's running, but I also get to feel the energy in the room. So it's not just the music, but it's the performance. The performance puts out a sphere of energy that really you absorb that. You know, you feel that. And then I see it coming through my hands. Oh, yeah. Chops come out that I have never seen before, and I don't know where they're coming from. So it's like I've become kind of addicted to being in that environment. It's a different vibe for me. I don't have to control it. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to perform it. It allows my presence. It's like sort of an exercise in presence without really realizing it. I go deeper and deeper into my craft, in a sense. It's a real blessing, and I'm very appreciative that she lets me come and do this. And I know some other people wonder, who's this guy, you know? Who's this guy with his bass? You know, he comes week after. Is
they
he just
do.
Ogling the
they
pretty
ask.
Girls or whatever? I don't know what they're thinking, but I don't care. Because, you know, I know what's happening for me, and I hope my presence there, you know, inspires others. So
wonderful. Oh, excellent. And now you're talking about this, and I'm now becoming very interested. Can you tell our listening audience where they can find you if they want to join a line dancing class?
Sure. We're all over the capital region and a little bit outside of it. Our social media is under Upstate Line Dancing, and my class is in Cobleskill, New York, and we have classes in Schenectady and in Clifton Park, and then we have some like pop-up events. So we're pretty much everywhere. I just started a new one monthly in Cherry Valley. And that's like out in the woods kind of, but it's brought a new clientele and it's spreading the enjoyment.
Excellent. And now, Giuseppe, do you travel to all these different classes, or is there one space that's more of a home base for you to play your bass along with Kathleen's classes?
No, I don't travel. It's just Wednesdays from 7 to 9 at the Chieftains in Cobleskill.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough. That's all I can take.
And for you, is there a specific song that you actually like to play with when you're observing and becoming very, very connected to the movement and the dance? Is there a specific song during the classes that you really like to play?
I can say this, that there are, yes, there's about 2 or 3 songs that, see, I bring my laptop, I do my study, and I work on other projects. But when I hear those songs, man, I'm right on my bass. And, you know, because I'm not thinking in terms of the names of things, I often wonder, what is that song? I mean, I would like to know that song, but half of the songs, I don't know the name. I heard today for the first time something like the Ed Sheeran song. You know, I love Ed Sheeran. There's one song that really speaks to me, you know, Thinking Out Loud. I asked her at one point, can you do that? And she said, no, it's a little slow. But I don't really know the names of the song. I'm going to get with her and, you know, but I know when they pop up, they speak to me, and it's like, I've got to play to this.
Love that. Now, what do you think, and this is kind of a question for both of you, what do you think, obviously it's very much touched you, Giuseppe, this energy that comes from what Kathleen does. What do you think line dancing really brings to the community, and what is your mission? As I guess this is a two-part question. What is your mission in bringing this to the community, and what do you think what's the deeper message gathering people together to do this?
And you might have to help me answer the deeper side of it, Giuseppe. But I think really our mission is to bring people together and do something that is fun and exciting, offer something to do on a weeknight or a weekend, or to be present at an event to support that event, and really just get people moving and listening to good music and having a great time. I find that I hear all the time, you know, mm-hmm. I don't have anything to do, or I need a hobby. Mm-hmm. And I really think that we're providing providing something to the community, and it's really open to all ages. We have such a wide variety of ages, and sometimes we even have kids that join us, which is great. Mm. And it just provides people entertainment.
Yeah. You know, I observe the people that come, and it's true, they're all ages. And what I see, I've known some people here that I know are seniors and some people that are married, they're young married. You know, and the life presents so many challenges, you know, from financial things to social, political things that we have to do, our work, our jobs. What I'm seeing here in this community is as a resource for people to just have some time where they can reach into their heart space and their souls and kind of reorient themselves and kind of recharge themselves. So I see it as kind of having a therapeutic aspect to it. There's some people that they just want to be by themselves in a corner, you know, and they just want to be there and they're at their own little vibe, and other people want to socialize more. But overall, I got to say, this is a family. Oh no, this is a beautiful family. There's a core there, and they know that they're family and they love to see each other. And there's a lot of laughter, a lot of happiness. And as I mentioned, it's more female oriented in this particular place. But when females get together and there aren't a lot of males, nobody's on to them, nobody's trying to, you know, to meet them or anything, they relax, they open up, they can talk to each other, they feel free, they don't feel pressured. A lot of times, a lot of these ladies, especially the ones that are in the middle of raising a family, it's a lot of pressures from taking care of family matters and all the things that are laid on them to do. And now they have a moment where they can just get out there and just be with other people and allow themselves to exercise. And I see an exercising level, too. You know, they work up a sweat, you know. They apologize when they come up to you to hug you. That's, sorry, Giuseppe, I'm all sweaty, you know, kind of thing.
Beautiful. So it's very community-based is what I'm hearing. And what a beautiful connection, the physical, the metaphysical, the music and dance. There's such a powerful connection there. I want to say a big thank you to both of you for coming in. This has been really beautiful. I want to play out a song, Kathleen, that you had mentioned. It is Neon Moon by Brooks and Dunn. And I had told you that I was unfamiliar with this song, so I'm very excited to play it. And you said it's one of the popular ones in your classes.
Yeah, we use it. It's actually a couples dance. But as Giuseppe said, we don't have very many men coming to our class. We'd love to see more. Some of our other locations have a lot of gentlemen. And it's a couples dance. And there's many line dances that are, you go around in a circle. And we actually do dance that frequently. And it's just kind of, you know, a beautiful song.
Beautiful. And just one more time, where can the listening audience find you online and in person?
Upstate Line Dancing on any of our social media. And we are in Cobleskill, Chieftains Restaurant and Bar on Wednesday nights, Frog Alley Brewing in Schenectady on Tuesday nights, and Spare Time Clifton Park on Thursday nights. And then we have some weekend things too on our calendar.
Beautiful. And online, what is the online where they can find you?
So Facebook, Instagram. We also do have a website if you look up Upstate Line Dancing.
Excellent. Wonderful.